Welcome and good morning, Dayton area. You are listening to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Gailey, and I will be your host for your hour from 11 to noon. We are here every Saturday from 11 to noon, unless there is a college game day that will be recorded. Sometimes our shows are cut short. Recently, a few of them have. Sometimes they don't exist. So it's not our fault, but we are here as we try every Saturday from 11 to noon on this lovely WHIO program. If you miss any of our shows, these shows are recorded and put on WHIO's website, as there is also a link from our website to the radio shows that are recorded as well. So again, my name is Dr. Natalie Gailey, board certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and certified by the American Academy of Thermology as physician interpreter. The Take Two Healthcare is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue, and you can reach us on the phone in the clinic at 937-433-3241. On our website, you can reach us at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. I highly recommend to visit the website if you have any questions or you're interested about some of the services that we provide. All of us are doctors of chiropractic. There's three of us. Dr. Merkel, who started the practice a little over 40 years ago. I don't want to give out his age, but a little over 40 years ago, started the practice, same location, same location, just maybe different clinic location, but still at that Swiss Village complex. And even if you're not local, we can do all of the nutritional and lab testing that we talk about here on this radio show. We can do everything remotely. I had a patient drive in 5 hours the other week just to come in for her consultation, which is wonderful. We get to see you, take your vitals. And when I say we get to see you, that means I get to take a look at your skin, your complexion, how you present. I can notice tremors even if you don't notice them. So there are values of coming in person when you're going to a doctor's visit. We have different things that we look at that you might not notice yourself. And that's what the training's for, right? But anyways, we can do everything remotely. We use LabCorp to draw blood. So all we do is find a LabCorp nearest you, and we can do everything over the phone or through Zoom. The services that we offer at Take Two Healthcare not only include chiropractic care, we also do nutritional lab testing. When I say nutritional lab testing, what that means is we run the most comprehensive blood test that you cannot find anywhere else, and then make supplements and nutrition recommendations based on your results. So we don't just guess at what you need to change in your diet or what supplement you might need to take. We base those recommendations off of scientific data, which is your blood work. So that's what I mean by nutritional lab testing, science-based nutrition. There's a couple of terms that we use there in the clinic. So we offer chiropractic services, nutritional lab testing, thermography, and acupuncture and PEMF therapy. That stands for pulsed electron magnetic therapy. It's a really good therapy that we offer, which can induce healing and repairing by sending a magnetic signal to a really deep level near the joints. So if you have shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, or back pain, those are my top areas that I like to use the PEMF for. I've had patients use it for shoulder pain and be completely 100% better the next day. I've also had patients that have to do it once a month. So it varies patient by patient how often you have to do it, but it is a good technique, a good service that we provide that can aid in healing and repairing, and you can combine that with your chiropractic and acupuncture care as well. Now, with the thermography services that we do, thermography is an FDA-approved breast cancer detection tool. We are offering 10% off the month of October. So when I say breast cancer detection tool, what thermography does is it gives you a breast risk assessment score. So for a woman who has not had a mastectomy, you get a score for each breast based on a scale that goes from 1 to 5. 5 is the highest risk factor. All right. Now, there are a lot of things, a lot of variables that can affect a thermography as far as findings go. inflammation in general. When I see asymmetrical findings on a thermogram, I like to dig a little deeper and see if it's coming from a metabolic source, such as abnormal liver function, abnormal thyroid function or thyroid dysfunction, poor diet, environmental exposures, hormones. So I'm going to go over a case study with you. I have a couple for you today. This patient came in for a thermogram, and her score on the right breast was a 4+, and her score on the left breast was a 4+. So she came in a year ago. She came in November of 2024. And the scores for each breast were pretty high. Now, how those scores are determined is that I look at blood vessel patterns, areas of heat, nipple temperature differences. I take the temperature under the armpit area where the lymph nodes are. I take the temperature of the entire breast as well. The breasts are compared against each other. So the right's compared to the left's compared to the right. If there is a finding seen on one side and not the other, then I mark it down. I'll tell you whether or not it was a vascular finding, a focal area of heat. I'll comment on whether or not the shape and or size of a vascular finding is abnormal. I'll take the temperature of it, write the location, and that's how we will monitor it. So this patient came in November of 2024 because she was following up after a biopsy was done that summer, which found atypical ductal with hyperplasia microcalcification. So what that means is she had an abnormal mammogram. They thought it was cancerous, but it wasn't. So instead of her repeating a mammogram again over and over the same year, she decided, I'm just going to follow up with a thermogram and see what that shows. Well, her scores were very high. She had vascular anarchy, which is a certain shape of a vascular finding. It basically means that there was a blood vessel whose shape was very, very abnormal. It presented as cancer, to be honest with you. So she had vascular anarchy, and also the nipple temperature differences were outside normal limits, which is a red flag. Long story short, she got her blood testing done. This patient, she got her blood testing done right after that, actually same month. She showed high liver enzymes. She showed very high ferritin. Ferritin is your stored iron levels. So her body was storing a lot of iron, which is pretty typical for postmenopausal women after they stop menstruating, because when you do menstruate, out comes the blood, out comes the iron. But if you're being exposed to iron, either from like well water or a supplement that you might take, your stored iron levels will go up, which can cause a lot of inflammation. All right, so she then retested. So she had that done in November of 2024. She then retested this month on the, last month, so August. So she went from November to August. She repeated her thermogram and she repeated her blood test. I had her donate blood in between that period. So just in a few short months, her ferritin dropped from 209 to 49. And just to let you know, the cutoff is 150. So her stored iron levels dropped because all she did was a phlebotomy. I had her donate blood, right? Out comes the blood, out comes the iron. Her liver enzymes improved as well. So her SGOT went from 27 to 17. Her SGPT went from 109 to 19. And her GGT went from 80 to 61. So with her thermogram, my analysis, if you will, was I think the way that your thermogram, or the reason why your thermogram is presenting very inflamed and or kind of looks like it's kind of cancer driven is because you have very high inflammation due to non-alcoholic fatty liver and too much iron. So she followed the protocol. She donated blood. Her thermography scores improved. Two findings on each breast completely resolved. The vascular anarchy that I was describing the temperature dropped and the signal or the shape of it improved significantly. And she also had an improvement on the left breast as well. And the nipple temperatures are now within normal limits. So the inflammation and or the density that was seen on the mammogram and the inflammation seen on the thermogram was most likely caused by a metabolic disturbance due to too much iron and a fatty liver. And so we made some dietary corrections. I put her on a low sugar diet with high protein. We watched our portion sizes. She took the supplemental protocol that I had her on, and in just a few short months, everything improved. It can be as simple as that. And the best thing about thermography is that it's non-invasive. Now, she has not followed up with another mammogram, but I would be interested to see if there's anything that's seen at all and if the hyperplasia microcalcifications improved as well. So this was a very good case study, non-invasive, and this is just an example of what we do and see every day. Sometimes you don't need to go down the most invasive route. Sometimes it could be as simple as, okay, finding the root cause, finding the other underlying cause, and fixing it. So that is what we do, a little bit about what we do at the office. I was really happy for this patient. We've gone over her thermogram, but I just wrote up her blood testing scores this week. So hopefully she's listening to the show and she knows it's her. But anyways, don't tune away. We'll be right back. I had wanted to start off the show and remembering a little bit more about what this past week has been in the past years. So I'm going to get to that. Once we get back, I have a few other case studies to share with you. One of them is very positive, a 92-year-old male presented in the clinic the other week. All right, don't tune away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. Again, we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon, and you are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. I've been with the Take Two Healthcare Clinic now. This February will be 15 years. So I remember first starting out behind the mic here on the podcast and being a little nervous, and I feel like I've improved a little bit. I get some good feedback. And if you guys ever want to give us feedback, the best way is to either call the office 937-433-3241 and or reach us on Facebook. So I had gone over a case study with you. I'll come back to that. I had meant to start the show off actually not as selfish, to be honest, so I apologize. Sometimes I get caught up in what I want to go over with you guys because I only have a few short... The hour is actually only like around 40 minutes because of all the breaks we have to take. So there's a lot that we want to get in. But this week, we remembered on 9/11 all that were lost and served during the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers in New York. September 10th is World Suicide Prevention Day, and we also are mourning the loss of Charlie Kirk, leaving all politics aside, but leaving behind a wife and two children. And I'm not one that speaks much about politics. I will admit that I'm not educated enough to hold a higher conversation about everything. But I will tell you that mental health, physical health, making a difference, focusing on what's really important, you can start today. So if you or you know of anyone who needs help, who needs guidance, someone to talk to, please reach out. And it's never too late. And that's what I always say, whether it takes 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today. And later on in the show, I'll be going over some natural supplements that you can take to support mental health. I will tell you that testing is really the key, but you know, with social media and the more and more school shootings that we're having, it's becoming a very scary world for our children and ourselves. And if we don't step up and make a difference, make a change, I have a feeling it's only going to get worse. So we really need to start paying attention, cherish every day. And again, my deepest condolences to all of the families that have lost a loved one during the 9/11 attacks. And thank you to those who had served. And Charlie Kirk and his family, like I said, all politics aside, we at Take Two Healthcare really pride ourselves on being a part of the community. And if you ever need any help, if you ever know of anyone that needs any help, we are here for the community. Okay, on a brighter note, we'll be back. Don't tune away. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley, Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. Again, my name is Dr. Natalie Haley, and I am here for the rest of the hour. Lucky you. Like I said at the beginning, these shows are recorded. We are currently working on trying to get them up individually on our website, take2healthcare.com. But right now we do have like a button you can click on the website that will direct you to WHIO where these are recorded. And if you like what you heard or have a question, please reach out to us. Our clinic number is 937-433-3241. And you can reach us on Facebook as well. If it is a health question you have, we cannot answer those on Facebook, just letting you know. All right, so we are coming back here. I started the show off with an amazing case study of a woman who had abnormal mammogram, abnormal thermogram, abnormal blood testing. She followed the protocol. We fixed her liver. We fixed her stored iron. Now her thermogram is normal. We are offering 10% off thermography during the month of October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Thermography is and has been FDA approved since 1982, used to detect cancerous activity of breast cancer. Now, will it tell you whether or not you have breast cancer? No. Will a mammogram tell you you have breast cancer? No. Will an ultrasound? No. The only way you can the only way you can diagnose breast cancer is to do a biopsy. Now, a biopsy is only done, though, when they know the exact location of what they want to biopsy. But I don't know if you listened to this show a few weeks ago. I was talking about breast density and how it affects a mammogram. The best time to get a mammogram, if you decide to, is right around before you start your menstrual cycle, because that when your progesterone, it's right after you've had your menstrual cycle. So when you're done, when you've completed, so day 1 through 10, because that's when your progesterone is the lowest. Progesterone can influence breast density. Breast density can cause abnormal mammography readings. Breast density does not affect a thermogram reading. So if you've never had a baseline, it's non-invasive, the camera doesn't even touch you. It's actually, I tell all my patients, it's pretty uneventful. When we're done, they're like, that's it? That was quick. And I'm like, yeah, sorry it wasn't anything exciting, but that's okay. Before we cut to the short break, I was talking about mental health, physical health, making a difference, focusing on what really matters. And it's never too early to start. That's why I always end my show with like, well, whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today. I had this patient come to my clinic, 92-year-old male. God bless him. He is so cute. He came in, can barely see, so he couldn't see the screen that we were making notes on, which is fine. I just read everything to him. Can't hear that well either, so I talk real slow, make sure everything is, he's understanding everything. His number one primary goal is to lose weight. 92 years old. Hey, it's never too late to start, right? But he's amazing. He's so funny. Every lunch, goes and eats with his wife at a nursing home. And he doesn't like the food they have. And so we have to work around that. But that just goes back to, and by the way, his lab tests are amazing. His testosterone is 660. Most younger men would kill for that testosterone level. So this is amazing. I can't wait to work with him. He hasn't caught back up yet. He just tested, this was July 30th. So his retest is in another month. When I say retest, we usually do a 2-month protocol. We are very aggressive during those 2 months because we like to fix things make sure we're headed in the wrong direction, and retest right away. And we can see retest results sooner than that. I had a patient that had gone on Ozempic. I think I spoke about this the last time I was on here. She was on Ozempic for her type 2 diabetes. She had never been on Ozempic ever since I was testing her. She's been a patient of mine for 22 years. That's crazy. So she had actually started off with one of the other doctors, but she had been getting her lab testing done with Take Two since 2003. I think she started off with Dr. Merkel. And then I took over. Dr. Merkel is no longer really seeing patients himself. A lot of you listeners call in and see if you can speak with him. But what he does is he lectures around the country about what we do to help other practitioners help as many people as they can. So we're still working nationally, if you will. We're kind of like the flagship of everything. So Dayton area residents, you guys are lucky we are here. All right. So anyways, going back to this patient, how it's never too late and how we can see results very, very quickly. She went on Ozempic for 7 months. She tested with me after she had been on it, just because she was due for her annual testing, and her liver enzymes were sky high. One of them was at 97 when the cutoff is 32. The other was at 84. The cutoff was 60. So her liver enzymes shot way up, and her pancreatic colorectal cancer marker, so we can test cancer markers in the blood, which, by the way, you should get this panel done every year so you don't miss anything. But this is an example why her pancreatic cancer marker shot up to 59. The cutoff is 35. And I'm like, patient, what is going on? Well, I went on Ozempic. That's the only thing we could think of. And I'm not trying to bash Ozempic. It could be any of these GLP-1 medications that are used to treat diabetes, but a lot of, especially young people, are using them now to lose weight. It works, I'll tell you that. It dropped her diabetic marker. She lost the weight, but I think it screwed up her liver. Can I blame it on that? No. We can't attribute abnormal lab results solely to medication use without further evidence, but we also cannot dismiss the potential for drug-related side effects and should consider them in a differential, which would, you know, be the case for any good doctor. They should always consider that. She was freaking out, so we ordered an abdominal ultrasound. She thought she had cancer. Well, her ultrasound came back normal. So I'm like, all right, patient, follow this protocol. We'll retest in a month, and we'll just retest those high markers. 1 month, liver enzymes perfectly normal. The CA19-9 pancreatic cancer marker went from 59 to 27. Healthy. All of her numbers changed in just, so she tested in on June 13th and then retested July 28th. So 5 weeks. That's amazing. She was like, well, I'm going to stop that. And I was like, well, you have to tell your doctor, but you also have to maintain your diabetic status, which she has. And all she did, she cut out soda, watched her portion size, and now she's only 10 pounds shy of the weight that she was on while she was on Ozempic. And so actually I was like, can you please show your doctor when you tell him or her these lab test results to show him or her why you want to stop the medication? Because you can't just go to your doctor and say, I want to get off of this. Well, you have to do something about it. And so she showed this doctor, and the only thing they said was, quote unquote, side effects are different for everyone. That's what she told me they said. So I'm not sure why that doctor wasn't following her liver enzymes. Maybe she wasn't due for the testing, but that's why it's so important to test properly. And, you know, we nitpick. So if something's trending in the wrong direction, we'll point it out to you. Even if it wouldn't be flagged by the lab or another physician, if it's trending in the wrong direction, you can still have side effects from that. So, for example, I tell patients, you know, say you and your neighbor have the same vitamin D status. Well, your symptoms might be different. All right. So that's why when we, quote, treat our patients, we never really treat the disease, right? We always say, does it really matter the name of the disease if you're going to treat the underlying cause, if you're going to treat the deficiencies, if you're going to look at the toxic elements? Maybe the disease is caused by toxic elements. And when I say that, like maybe you're being exposed to something in your water, where you live, where you work. Well, we point it out. And the treatment plan is different for every patient. That's why each patient has a customized protocol. So what worked for this patient that had been on a medication that may or may not have caused the liver inflammation and the cancer marker to go up, her protocol might be different from a patient who drinks alcohol. Maybe that's why their liver enzymes are that high, but no one's ever really pointed out and tell them, look, if you're going to be drinking alcohol, not only do you need to cut it down, but we need to repair it. And this is how to do it. So you don't always need a medication to fix a medication-induced side effect. As you go on cholesterol-lowering medications, will that affect your hormones? Most likely for males, yes, it'll drop your testosterone. Erectile dysfunction is one of the first side effects of a statin. Do we take you off of the statin? Not right away. No, we can't. We didn't put you on it. But we go over how to change lifestyle habits, how to improve hormone function. You know, are the hormones being affected by other things like environmental factors? Because not only do we test comprehensive with blood testing, we also test hair analysis to see what you're exposed to and how well you are detoxing. Now, if your body is storing metals, that can lead to neurological disorders such as dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. And so the treatment for that is to chelate or to detox. And going back to earlier, what I was talking about, mental health, not just physical health, but mental health. If you're depressed, why do we have so many school shootings? What is going on with the brains of children these days to where they grow up and they feel the need to do this harm to not only others that suffer, but to themselves and their family? It's very selfish. But, you know, is it a chemical disturbance? Is it something that we can test for and fix? You know, do we need to chelate? Do we need to remove lead and aluminum? The only way to know is to properly test. And we can do these toxic element testing on even children with ADD, ADHD. We treat a lot of children. Blood testing sometimes can be difficult to do because of the needles, but the hair test is very easy to do. All right, so we do have to cut to a short break. Thank you again for tuning in. We'll be right back after this. Again, don't forget, thermography, 10% off during the month of October. So please call and get your spot. We will fill up. We did in May, and then patients were mad. So don't wait. Don't hesitate, okay? All right, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend.
Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in today. You are listening to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living. If you have missed the show or you want to share some of the information that I gave, these shows are recorded. And you can find them on WHO's website and also our website as well on take2healthcare.com. We are also on Facebook, so like us. We don't post a whole lot. We like to post very important things. We don't want to bombard everyone's social feed or whatever you call it. But, you got to be careful with social media. There's a lot of AI out there, so don't always believe what you see. But I will tell you, we are completely honest with all of our posts, all of our case studies, all of our lab testing, everything. I did a post this week in honor of 9/11, 24 years ago. Can you believe that? But I shared from a group called Seal of Honor. And it's a picture of the Twin Towers. And it says, never take for granted the difference a day can make. And I don't think you can say it any better than that. You know, you wake up one morning, you don't know what the day is going to bring. So the only thing you can do is prepare, be proactive about your health mentally, physically. Try to make a difference every day. Give someone a compliment. Call a friend. Focus on what really matters, which is family, things money can't buy, right? Because you're not always promised tomorrow. And, you know, if you're suffering from depression or mental health, we can help you. Some supplements, though, that you can try are natural remedies. Definitely get your vitamin D checked. That's an easy one to do. St. John's wort is a good supplement. Omega-3, ashwagandha, even a chlorella supplement to start chelating or pulling out heavy metals. Because a lot of times when we see hormonal imbalances or neurological concerns, it's due to a heavy metal status of storing toxins. So chlorella will help pull that out. There's a lot of fake sugars and colors and dyes that are in prepackaged foods and processed foods. Try to avoid those. But you know, if you need to talk to someone about proper steps to take, and you don't know, we can help you. We also have references. So if we're not the right clinic for you, we're not afraid to refer out. So I hope you've learned something today. I always say, you know, as long as you learn something today that you didn't know before you tuned into the show, then I've done my job. Hopefully I've kept you entertained as well. I love sharing these case studies. We see this type of stuff every day. So women, 10% off thermography during October. So get on the schedule now. I know it's only September, but I will tell you, it will book up. And then like I always say at the end of my shows, it's never too late. Whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare. Please visit our website at take2healthcare.com. There's a lot of information on there, recipes, case studies, menu plans, information about lab testing. And if you have any questions, our clinic phone number is 937-433-3241. Again, thanks for tuning in. Hope everybody has a lovely weekend. We'll be back next week. Reach out to us on Facebook and or give the clinic a call if you have any questions. Thanks. Have a great day, great weekend. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm signing